Tour Junkies. What's up, golf addicts? Welcome to the Tour Junkies podcast. It's the Sanderson Farms 2021 betting preview. We've already had a great night tonight. We're a couple of drinks in. I've got some I've got some Wild Leap going on tonight. And it's
same
hitting,
here,
it's hitting me nicely.
Beer con.
Oh, mine's the that clear con.
Oh, the coaster. The coaster.
Oh, man. We had a great DraftKings show. We just talked about that. We did a thorough Ryder Cup takes recap session. A couple very interesting takes there. I bet you've not heard. I can guarantee you there's one take about the Ryder Cup in our DraftKings episode. I guarantee you, you have not heard or seen anyone else say anywhere. I guarantee you that.
Anything to do with that?
Yeah, you did. I can speak confidently about that take, but it was a good show. We kind of broke down the DraftKings field as well, had a great time. We're going to get into our betting picks here. We've got our top 20s, our outrights, our let them hang prediction at the end. I'm excited about Pat. It's going to be a good night, good show presented to you as always by our friends at Fantasy National. FantasyNational.com/TJ is where you go to sign up. If you've not done that already, to get 20% off any membership level, weekly, monthly, or annual memberships are available. You can sign up for the weekly. If you love it and you go, yeah, I need this in my life, and you want to upgrade it to monthly or annual memberships, you can do that and still keep the 20% off. We've been working with these guys over 4 years. It's our nonstop shop, place to go for all your golf data, stats, course history, form, head-to-head matchup betting tools, and all the data is licensed by the PGA Tour. You know it's good, you know it's right, you know it's on time. All right, now, so fantasynational.com/TJ, get that 20% off, baby. You need to do it. You need it. You're going to need it in your life. All right, a couple of quick announcements that you need to know about this week. We got a ton of content coming out this week. Additional podcasts coming out this week. Additional YouTube video coming out this week. Our boy, Mark Hill. From Mark Hill Sports, we announced him a couple weeks ago. He was also on our Ryder Cup preview show last week. He is our new resident European Tour DFS and betting guru. Mark has worked professionally in the betting industry from Northern Ireland, his home, for now 10-plus years, and he's going to give all the goods for the European Tour. Every single week there's action, and this week the action is juicy. Okay, it's the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship. One of the courses on rotation is the old course of St. Andrews. It's a great field. It's really probably the best event remaining in the calendar year of 2021. On Tuesday or at the latest Wednesday morning, but probably Tuesday, Mark's solo podcast breaking down that event with all his picks and analysis will be available on our audio podcast streams. If you listen on Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen, it'll be on the same feed. And then it will also hit our YouTube channel. So if you want to watch it there or listen to it on YouTube, it will be up on the Tour Junkies YouTube channel. You don't want to miss it. Mark's a sharp dude. He's going to be giving out some winners all year. I can promise you that. So check that out. Also, we interviewed Luke List last week, Pat, and it was a fantastic interview. About 56 minutes, just dripping gold. Okay, couple of really interesting takes from Luke on Bryson DeChambeau. Very interesting takes on him and Patrick Cantlay as well. We picked his brain, and he was a great dude. We had a lot of fun with Luke List. That will be dropping on Thursday, maybe Friday, but probably Thursday on YouTube as well as audio podcast versions. That was a great show. Probably one of my favorites we've done in a long time. And of course, we got to remind you to sign up for the emails. Okay, we got two emails now coming out every week. TourJunkies.com/chalkbomb is where you go to sign up for now two free weekly emails. One on Tuesday called Heavy Petting. It's the foreplay before the chalk bomb, all right? And the heavy petting article is going to give you some course info. The 10 key stats that you're used to finding on now or on tourjunkies.com is now only on the heavy petting email. And also, I'm writing up some Korn Ferry Tour rookie or graduate PGA Tour rookie info that you need to check that out. And then, of course, the Chalk Bomb article comes out every Wednesday with Pontificate with Pat, head-to-head betting, matchup analysis, great stuff, all for free. tourjunkies.com/chalkbomb is where you sign up for that. So make sure you get it in there, all right? Pat, let's talk about this golf course. We did a full breakdown on the DraftKings show, so we won't get all into it, but kind of tell us what we need to know about Country Club of Jackson, a place that, you know, we're old enough to have been doing podcasts the first year that the Country Club of Jackson hosted this event in 2015.
Yeah, that's actually very accurate. It was the first year. Okay.
100% accurate.
It's a par 72 this week, playing 7,461 yards. We got a full field, 156 players in the event. Top 65 and ties will make the cut. Bermuda grass, tee to green. Mm. You know, you look at the fairways here, they're pretty wide off the tee. But we have seen where some of your accurate guys have definitely won here. But I think it's a ball striker's course. I mean, you look at last year's champion, Sergio Garcia. What is he known for? Being a great ball striker, hitting fairways, hitting greens, and then making some putts when he has to, and scoring.
Literally putted with his eyes closed at this tournament last year.
Yeah, he did putt with his eyes closed, which he probably needed to do.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't been putting great ever. But anyway, now we have seen guys like Cam Champ just bomb and gouge this course and win convincingly. But you're going to see a lot of scoring here, a lot of birdies. You look at the par fives here, they could definitely score on those holes out here. It's not a difficult course. It really is. Everything's straight there, like right there in front of you. There's not a whole lot of hazards on this course. Not a lot of trouble off the tee. So look, if you're playing well, you're hitting your irons well, you're hitting these greens in the right spots, you're going to do well on this course, and you're going to score, and you're going to have a chance to win. There's no like real secret sauce here. A lot of different types of players can win out here. I think form is key. Looking at guys that played well at the Fortinet Championship, I'm tired of saying the Fortinet.
Yeah.
Just like I think you said on the podcast, tired of saying that. But if you look at stats for me, I'm looking at form, course history, ball striking. I'm looking at par five scoring. I think it's just the guys that are in good form. You know, ownership, that's going to be key in these GPPs, as it always is. So that's about it.
Well, this is not the DraftKings show, Pat. So they don't care about.
I'm
cheating.
Sorry, but it's okay. I forgot. It's not. Yeah, this is the betting show. Anyway, your past champions: Sergio in 2020 at 19-under, Sebastian Munoz at 18-under in 2019, Cam Champ 21-under in 2018, Ryan Armour, DB's favorite. He loves long hitters like Ryan Armour at 19-under, and then Cody Gribble
the
at 2016. So there you go.
Cody Gribble, more known for slapping the tail of an alligator into the bank off of
that's
fairway.
Literally the only reason I know Cody.
It's Gribble. The only thing anybody knows about Cody Gribble. Other than yeah, nobody knows
he can slap the shit out of an alligator. Yeah. He knows how to slap that ant,
and he can win a tournament 5 years ago. The Sanderson Farms 5 years. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I mean, the golf course is easy. Winning score is going to be like 18 to 20 under, if not better than that. I do think these grainy Bermuda greens are going to be pretty key here. You got to have guys familiar with those. But they don't have to be great putters all around. We saw Sergio coming here, suck it up. Cameron Champ's not a great putter. Munoz isn't even a great putter. Ryan Armour, Cody Gribble actually were. Peter Malnati won here the first year that it was at this event. He's a great putter. But the trend has been, in the last few years, ball strikers, distance, as is with every other trend on the PGA Tour. That's kind of what's happening, right? So I think you definitely want to lean that way if you're looking at tiebreakers. I think it's interesting that since this golf tournament came to Country Club of Jackson, there have been three triple-digit winners, and there have been, and the shortest numbers in the outright market are at 66-1. Cam Champ and Sebastian Munoz won at 66.
Yeah,
Garcia was at 70. Yeah. This is
you don't need a good favorite this week.
This is wide open for a lot of different players can win. Yes, like your shorter kind of grinders, hit some fairways, hit some good wedges, make a lot of putts. Your bombers, Cam Champ said he doesn't care if he's hitting from the rough here. It's not that bad. He'd rather have a shorter club in. Your bombers that get hot can win here. A lot of different types can win. And so there's going to be a lot of variance here. This is not a top heavy field either. So handle accordingly in terms of the betting market. So there you go. Pat, we do want to thank one final sponsor tonight, our friends at Kraken, our crypto friends at Kraken. If you're interested in investing in cryptocurrency but you're not sure where to start, check out the Kraken app. That's Kraken. With Kraken, you can buy and sell over 50 of the most popular cryptos like Bitcoin, that Dogecoin, Ethereum, which I'm all in on Ethereum personally. It's super easy to get started. You just download the app, create your account, you're investing in minutes. And one of the coolest things is if you don't have a lot of money to try it out, and you're like, dang, Bitcoin's $43,000 for one Bitcoin. I don't want to do that. You can buy as little as $10 worth on the Kraken. Just get your feet wet, try it out, feel comfortable, go from there. Find out for yourself why Kraken has been one of the highest rated places to buy crypto for 10 years. 10 years. This is not a startup fly-by-night crypto joint, okay? Visit kraken.com/tourjunkies now to learn more, or you can search for Kraken in the App Store. That's KRAKEN.com/tourjunkies. Go support our friends over at Kraken, all right? Support us by supporting them. Also, if you're in the Nut Hut, we now have a Discord channel in the server for crypto and NFTs. So we got some sharp folks in there talking it up. I may or may not be a stalker in that channel. I don't really contribute much, but I do stalk. I saw some chatter today about a couple of coins I'm looking at. It's a good spot. A lot of sharp people, a lot of sharp channels there in the Nut Hut, and it's not us. I'll tell you that. All right, Pat, let's get...
How do you know? I know a lot about crypto.
I know. Listen, Pat was a very funny newcomer to crypto a few months ago. It was very funny. I mean, he literally was staying up all night watching the market for the first few weeks or so.
Yeah, it's calmed down a little bit. Okay, let's get into some betting picks.
Okay, top of the board, favorites up to 25-1. I mean, we just talked about how the shortest numbers here to win in the last five, six years has been 66-1. So it's not, you know, I wouldn't put a lot into this range. I certainly am not. Obviously, none of these people will be on my Big Balls betting card, which nearly hit Maverick McNeely just a couple weeks ago at that freaking Fortinet championship. But if I had to go there, Charlie Hoffman and Corey Connors, both better numbers over on PointsBet, actually. Hoffman is 20-1 on DraftKings. He's 25-1 on PointsBet. And Corey Connors is 16-1 on DraftKings and 20-1 on PointsBet. I know we talked about both these guys earlier in the DraftKings show. I love Hoffman. He's the journeyman, right? He hasn't won in a while. Always been a good ball striker. Always keeps his card, plays well. Can contend in birdie fest, can contend in difficult courses as well. Something that I didn't know was going to trigger you last show was that he's started to do distance training and he's added some pop in the driver. So
go back to the last show if you want to hear my take on that.
25-1 at PointsBet in this range, I've got to max that out. I like that one. And Connors, I do like Corey Connors. You mentioned him. I'm probably stealing your thunder here on Connors, but the Canadian ball strikers had some success here. This definitely feels like a good spot for him. He's a terrible putter. I mean, hello, Sergio, Cam Champ, like terrible putter. Corey Connors, great ball striker. I like that one, 20-1. And I would stay away from Sergio Garcia, speaking of which, at 20-1. That would be a stay away play for me. Obviously, the easy answer here is the Ryder Cup hangover, even if you got your butt waxed as a team. Sergio, he's old. A lot of stuff that you have to do Ryder Cup week, even off the golf course. Leading up to it, he's probably dreading that he has to come defend the title here at the Big Cock Trophy Farms Championship. So I would stay away from him. That's it for me in this range.
Yeah, I mean, Sergio, that's just a waste of your money. There's no, like, Sergio doesn't win a ton anyway. And then on top of it, you want to play him in this event that he's coming off of the Ryder Cup hangover where he got his team.
You don't want to bet Sergio.
You just don't want to bet Sergio. Maybe DFS, but don't want to bet Sergio. I hate that play. I will definitely fade that. I like Sungjae though. He's at 17-1, maybe 18-1. I've seen him at those numbers. I think that's a pretty good number for Sungjae. So I do like that play. And then, like you said, I like Corey Connors at 20-1. Those were the only two guys. Sungjae, Corey Connors, around that 20-17-1 number. I like those two numbers here, less than 25. Other than that, nobody else.
Okay, let's get to that mid-range up to, so between that 25-1 and up to 75-1. All right, I gotta get this one out of the way. I had a take on Mito Pereira on the DraftKings show. All right, Pat, are you paying attention? You're on your phone. I see you on your phone.
I'm here.
You're getting distracted. I know you're there physically, but here we are. Here we go. Can you focus a little bit?
Yeah.
Focus?
Yeah.
You're like blasting people in the comments. You're just not paying attention.
No, you just sent a comment, not me.
Yeah. No, it's because you did before me. I had a hot take on Mito, but here's what I will say. Mito, okay. When you say his name, do you kind of want to, do you, The next word out of your mouth, do you want it to be horny? Because I think of that song, Me So Horny. And then I hear Mito, and I want to go, Mito Horny.
Yeah, kind of. I didn't think about it until you just said it, but now I'm thinking about it.
Every time I say his just his first name, I'm thinking, Mito Horny. Oh, goodness.
Well, I mean, does he make you horny?
No.
Like, to play him.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
To bet him. Like, Mito Horny.
To bet him, this week. Yeah. If I can get down with him in the points bet.
You want to get down with me too.
If I can get down with him in the points bet, in the points bet hot tub, because he's 35-1. He's got much better odds. He's 28-1 on DraftKings. Yeah. He's 35-1 on points bet. I would get on that number.
Sex.
Okay.
Sexy time, I like to call it.
Sexy time. All right. Yeah. I mean, if you want to. 28-1 on DraftKings, 35-1 on points bet. I think you fire at that right now before the fire burns out. You know what I mean? Before the flame is fanned and it just goes, and nobody has it for Mito anymore.
Oh, that's sexy. That was a sexy take.
I'm gonna actually let you finish up this range. I'll come back to it because I feel like you're
range. The sexiness just took me out of. Like, where are we in this range? This is like 25-50-1, something
Aussie,
like that.
Aussie DB knows that my wife is in a way in Africa, so I'm missing her, and I'm taking it out on Mito.
Right. Let me bring a few. Let me give you
to 75-1, Pat. Pay attention.
Let me give you a few 75-1 and under 60 time plays. I like Seamus Power at 33-1. I think that's a good number for him. He's been playing extremely well lately. This is a good course fit for him. I like Mito. Like you said, 35-1.
Okay, were you here four seconds ago when we said that? Okay.
Sorry, good. I'm reading my notes. Okay, I like Sebastian Munoz at 50-1. Emiliano Grillo. Why are we not talking about him? He's 60-1.
I just say names and then I look at you like an idiot.
I didn't listen to you.
No, I don't. I didn't say the name. I'm just saying you. That's what you just did.
Yeah, I like Grillo.
Peter Malnati.
Yeah, Peter Malnati. Bramlett's at 65-1. Why are we not betting Bramlett at 65-1?
I actually don't like any of these.
Chris Kirk 70-1. I like that. Scott Piercy 80-1. Scott.
Remember, it's 75-1, up to 75-1 in this range, Pat. It's on screen. Look at the screen. Look at the screen. It says mid-range up to 75-1.
Okay, well, that's a guideline. It's
how many beers have you had? TJ After Dark is going to be. Is that one of those like 12% Wild Leap beers?
Yeah, very, very percentage.
Yeah, dog. I mean, first of all, like, I like Seamus Power. I talked about him in DFS. You can't bet Seamus Power at 33-1 when you can get Mito Horny at 35-1. You can't do that. Like, I would.
Anyway,
all Munoz units.
And Grillo are my favorite bets there.
All
and
units.
And Bramlett. How do you not like Bramlett at 65-1?
I don't like him to win. I like Bramlett. I don't like him to win yet at 65-1. I don't think he's one of those that's going to close that door. I just don't. But the. If you're listening, if you're within the sound of my voice and you're betting anyone sub 35-1, it all needs, your entire unit needs to be inside of Mito.
No, that sounds bad.
Okay. All right. So Mito at 35-1. I like a PGA Tour winner, Carlos Ortiz at 40-1. Kind of a total driving guy. He's got a T3 and a T4 at this event in the past. He's checking boxes, had a good, solid end of the year, checks a lot of boxes, putts well on Bermuda. Love that for Carlos Ortiz. And then I think I'm going to do it with Patrick Rodgers at 60-1.
It.
I think I'm going to do it.
It
with Rodgers at 60-1. Coming off a T6 at the Fortinet, which apparently everyone had a T6 at the Fortinet. Hits it plenty long, putts okay-ish. Just, you know, showed me some stuff at the Fortinet. He's one of those guys, like, you know, we saw Stewart Cink last year, right? We saw some first time. We saw Harris English break out. We saw Hudson Swafford finally break out. Like, Rodgers has been on tour for a long time, kept his card for a long time. I don't think he's as good as those guys, but I think he could close the door finally at this weird golf tournament. So I'll go there with Rogers. All right, Pat. Now, Pat, wake up. Hey. Now we're up to the 125-1 range. So you can say your Piercy name at 80-1, which is also a name I had written down at 80-1. I like Scott Piercy here too.
Good.
Who else?
Scott Piercy at 80-1. Yeah, I think he's a great play this week. I like John Augustine also at 100-1.
Oof.
I think he's a good number. I like Seb Straka at 150-1.
Dude, Seb was so bad at the God. Did he?
He was so bad, but you know what? He was so good at the Wyndham, which I think the Wyndham is a little bit more comparable.
Maybe,
of a course.
Yeah, but man, he was bad. I mean,
he was really good at the Wyndham. He was good at the Wyndham, a better course.
He burned me bad 2 weeks ago. I Sepp's in the corner for me right now, and I love Sepp.
Okay, fine, whatever. I don't care. A couple others here that I'll give you. I mentioned Augustine. I like him. I like Bronson Burgoon at 100-1. He's just a name that I know people just don't know. But look, he's a guy that can definitely play. Look, if you don't want to bet him to win, bet him top 10 at 10-1. I like that number there. And another guy, I'm going to steal him from you because you stole one from me earlier. Nick Hardy is at 130-1. You can get him at
Pat,
11.
Up to 125-1. Up to 125-1.
Oh, yeah, forgot.
It's
okay,
on the sheet. And producer Sam is changing the
numbers.
Thing.
Sam, I hate these numbers.
It's on the sheet. God dang it.
New numbers. I want new numbers.
All right. I'm going to give you two names I didn't talk about at all on the DFS preview. Up to 125-1. They're both at 80-1. The first one is our boy, Joel Damon.
Yes, I like that.
Doesn't this feel like a really long price for Joel, who has definitely turned it up a notch this season, got his first victory.
Yeah.
He's come around. 80-1 seems like a really good price on Joel. And then I'm going to go with a guy who kind of surprised me a little bit in the stats, if you will, because I didn't think he was hitting it this well off the tee. But K.H. Lee is popping a little bit for me. Now, the putter on Bermuda, a little sus, but definitely checks a box in par five scoring, approach play, off the tee play, makes a ton of birdies. I think in a birdie fest, he is one to watch, and had a strong finish to the year. 24th at the Wyndham, which you just mentioned, 12th at the BMW for in the FedEx Cup playoffs. He's played here three times, has made the cut twice with a T35 as his best finish, but I think KH Lee at 80-1, another PGA Tour winner, that's some good equity. When you've got, when you've got guys, I mean, I think the value on Joel and KH is better than guys like Rogers, who I already mentioned, and maybe even Piercy. I don't know. They're all 80-1 there, but I like the value with Joel and KH. So there we go. All right. Now, Pat, before we get into the next range, which you can name anyone you want now because we're over 125-1.
Yes!
You can name anyone you want. But before we do that, I need to remind people that, you know, while it's NFL season and, you know, you're thinking, man, this is boring, this golf crap, Sanderson Farms, I don't care. The Nut Hut is still open for business. You know what I mean? The Nut Hut, our private chat and Discord server, members only, $10 a month. That's all it is. 10 bucks a month. 10 bucks. 10 bucks a month. That's it. Or $90 for the year. That's the cheapest membership DFS thing, betting thing you can find anywhere, okay? And not only do you get some inside information from our caddies weekly. Not only do you get me and Pat in there the Wednesday night chats, which I'll be on this week. You get a bunch of stuff. You get friends for life. We had people meeting up at the Ryder Cup. We had guys buying merch for other guys and shipping it to them at the Ryder Cup because they couldn't order it online. Being friends, being pals, friendships being made. I already mentioned the NFT crypto channel. We got channels, threads on the Discord server for NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, UFC betting, and DFS. All that's in there with expert, sharp people up in there, okay? And it's good stuff, all right? And my favorite person in there is AC. AC's so smart. He's way smarter than Pat, and he's just got a lot of good takes.
And
he hits it far. He bombs it, you know? AC's in there running things. So anyway,
no one cares about
credit
the
to him. Credit to him. Go to tourjunkies.com, click on Golby's Nut Hut, and sign up. Give it a shot for $10 a month. If you cancel, that's no big deal. You can cancel and move on. We're done. But let's get in it. This is the time of year you can really make some money. There's long shots in here that are going to hit. There's a lot of intel you need on some of these Korn Ferry Tour grads and PGA Tour rookies. Let's get going. All right, join the Nut Hut. All right, Pat, let's get into this. Our bombs, over 125 to 1. You said Nick Hardy. You start out with Nick Hardy at 130 to 1. I couldn't agree more. I love him. He's a killer, man. Nick Hardy is a killer. People don't know that about him yet, but they will. You got any more?
Nope, I'm done.
You have no more picks?
Nope, I'm done.
Oh, are you triggered because of the AC stuff?
No, I'm just done because I'm tired. And this is it's Sanderson Farms. I don't really have any.
I just told people.
Do you want me
to
give you Dowie Vanderwaal?
No,
I think
God,
the ranges were a little bit off this week. I'm not a big fan of these ranges. I don't really feel like 150 to 1 guy is going to win. So if you want to go, go ahead.
Oh, I do. You don't like David Lipsky at 130 to 1?
I don't mind. I don't mind Lipsky.
We both liked him in the DFS show. I like Lipsky. Yeah. He's a winner. He can win. I like him. I like Wyndham Clark at 180 to 1. God knows we want to see him win. He's a bomber.
Wyndham Clark is not winning the
tournament. I know, but I can't not bet him, though, Pat. At 180 to 1, I love betting him. He's a bomber. He putts great. He should win. He should win by now.
All right, I'll give you one. Denny McCarthy. Denny damn McCarthy should win a golf tournament.
Okay. You know, honestly.
So he's at 150 to 1. I'll give you Denny McCarthy.
Honestly, outside of Hardy and Lipsky and Clark, I don't have anybody either. I don't love this range. I like that 80 to 1, 60 numbers. I like those. So I'm kind of with you. But Nick Hardy for sure, Lipsky, and Wyndham Clark for me. I can't get with the Denny McCarthy stuff. Do you have any top 20s you want to talk about, Pat?
Nope, not really.
So you just want to now give up on it? We're 27 minutes in, and you just want to not do what we normally do every single week and what people expect every single week. You just don't want to do that now because you're mad at something or you're triggered by something. You're emotional.
No, I wanted you to go first, and then I'll piggyback off of you like you do with me most of the time on the TFS show.
Okay. All right. I think that Ortiz at plus 220. I like Rogers at plus 250, top 20s. I like. You mentioned Stallings in the DFS show. I don't think we mentioned him here. I like him at a top 20 number at plus 250. They played really well at the Fortinet. They came close. They didn't have a great Sunday, I think it was, but they came really close at the Fortinet. They were in the talk. They were in the conversation to win that golf tournament. Joel is plus 350. K.H. Lee is plus 350 as top 20s. I like those numbers. Some bombs. Nick Hardy's 5-1. Lipsky's 5-1. Clark is 7. Actually, I don't know. Your boy Augenstein's 4-1. Top 20. I wrote him down. Yeah. Davis Riley's 12-1. That's a big number.
I think Piercy at 3.5-1 is a good number.
Yeah, I had Piercy. I had Piercy written down. I think
Piercy at 3.5-1. I mentioned Bergoon, top 20 at 4-1. I think he's a good number. I don't see a whole lot, though, like really long.
I'm surprised you didn't say your boy Sam Ryder at 6-1.
Nah.
You love Sam Ryder. He kind of popped for me a little bit. So I looked very recent in terms of recent form. Like to last 12 rounds on Fantasy National. He's 18th in this field in approach, 3rd in birdies or better. More long term looking out, he's 22nd in par 5 scoring.
Is there a part of you that thinks, like, I know like the form is really so unpredictable, but the distance is, I mean, he's one of the longest players on tour. Dylan Fratelli is 6-1 top 20.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen Cam Champ bombing gouge this course.
Yeah.
Fratelli could do that also.
Fratelli is a volatile guy for sure. A high upside.
He's so, like, you can't predict him. I mean, literally, if you play him, you're just, like, throwing darts.
Man, but I mean, he has been terrible. I mean, other than the fifth at the Open, he has been awful. Dude, look at his year. I mean, in the last 12 months, he has had, in the last 12 months, he's had three top 10s. He had an 11th at the Zozo in October. Then he had, then his second one was a fifth at the Masters, and his third was a fifth at the Open.
So I'm saying, like, it's terrible. Like, I know, I get it. Like, it's terrible, but Fratelli is a winner on tour.
What is he doing at the Open and the Masters that he can't even come close to doing any other golf tournament? I mean, fifth place in the November Masters.
Hitting it far.
And the Open. Yeah. That's,
hitting it far.
That's true.
And not having a lot. And this is a course where there's not a lot of error off the tee, which is what I probably, I have a feeling is some of the issue.
What's his top 20 number?
6-1.
I can't, no, I'm not doing that. I'd much rather have Ryder 6-1, Hoagie at 7-1.
What about Brandon Wu at 8-1? I think Brandon Wu at 8-1 is a good number.
Interesting. All right, let's get to the let 'em hang predictions, Pat.
Oh, the let 'em hang predictions.
Let me guess. You don't have one tonight, huh?
I forgot about
them. Oh, that's funny because it's also on the sheet. It's on the sheet, Pat. Every week it's
on the
sheet.
You gotta do those every week?
God, dog.
The last time we did this, I had the greatest let 'em hang prediction, and you took it and ran with it. I went with the Giants and whatever else, and you just, like, all over Twitter and everything, you went nuts.
I know, and it bombed, so I got the heat for it.
Yeah, that's your fault.
All right, but I am doing a little bit of a mix-em-up parlay. I took a page out of your book here just to make it interesting. So I got a three-way parlay. Oh, Producer Sam is asking for a pontificate rather than let him hang.
I feel like I've already given enough.
All right, well, let me give you my let him hang, and you can do whatever you want after that. It's a Pat grab bag after my let him hang. A three-way parlay, which is doomed to fail. Okay, doomed to fail. A golf college football parlay, Pat. Am I speaking your language now? I'm going to go. I'm hedging my Mito horny GPP fade. In DFS, I'm hedging by betting the hell out of him. 35-1 outright on points bet. But in this let him hang prediction, I'm going with Mito top 20. And then I'm going to take UGA and Bama to cover the spread in both games. And they're both big games. And they're both tough games.
That's, I don't know, you, no way you could do that.
I'm taking UGA at minus 18.5 over Arkansas. And I'm taking Bama minus 14.5 over Ole Miss. Now, listen, I know Ole Miss scored a lot of points on Bama last year, but Ole Miss was 5-5 last year. They beat Louisville, Austin Peay, and Tulane this year. This is Bama's first home game of the season, and you're telling me Bama's got to win by 15 points. I feel like Nick Saban is going to be pissed his defense gave up that amount of points to Ole Miss last year. It's like 50-something points. I don't think that's happening this year. And listen, I know Arkansas is a good team, but them dogs right now, them dogs are playing nasty on defense. And 19 points or 18.5, I'll take it. That three-way parlay gives you plus 814. So you get a little Mito exposure at plus 814. And Michael in the chat talking about UGA's lack of offense. Listen, we haven't even had to play JT Daniels, our best quarterback, for like half the game. And half the games this year, we don't, you know, and we haven't needed to have offense. Like, we haven't needed to. The defense is too damn good. So if you think Arkansas's number one weapon, what they love to do is run the ball. That ain't going to work against this defense. I'm telling you right now, it ain't going to happen.
What is Michael talking about the lack of offense? Like, what games is he talking about a lack of offense? Now, if you want to go to the first game against Clemson, I understand that Clemson has, they are not as good a team as they have been, but their defense is actually pretty good. Okay, so, but we scored 62 points against Vandy, and it was very easy. It could have been 100. They just, like,
and do you, like we ran like 7 different running backs and like 11 different receivers caught balls in that game.
And we're not even talking about Vandy. I don't care that it's Vandy either. Like, come on, Michael. Come on. I don't know what, like, post in the chat who you're a fan of. So if you want to bring it, tell us who you're a fan of, and then we'll figure out what we can do with you. But until you post who you're a fan of, we're not gonna deal with you, other than to just actually deal with you because we were commenting. Other than that, let me talk about this. Here's my bet: Alfred Dunhill Championship 2021.
We hung 40 on South Carolina, by the way. I mean, we're doing what we're supposed to do. Like
UAB. I don't even know. We hung like 50 something on UAB.
So we're hanging points on everybody, but the first game of the year against Clemson. It's
who has actually a good defense? Sorry, Michael. Actually, throw out your fandom and who you're a fan of, and then we'll comment on it.
Dude, we slowed down. We pumped the brakes big time in the second half on Vandy. We could have hung up 80 on Vandy. Well, I mean, what are we talking about?
We could have hung up a lot more on everybody else. Michael does not know college football.
Oh, he says he's a college football fan.
Okay, well, he obviously does not know college football. So
we love
Michael.
It, Michael. We love it. Thanks
poor
for watching.
Michael. We love you for listening to us, but poor Michael doesn't know college football. Anyway, I'm going with the Alfred Dunhill Championship. Here's my bet. I'm going down the list from top to bottom. Shane Lowry is the favorite at 12-1. I'm going all the way down. My bet is going to be the first guy. I don't even know what his name is. I've never heard of Sean Crocker. I've never heard of Sean Crocker. I'm sorry. Never heard of him, but I'm going to bet him at 50-1 or 9-1 to finish top 5. Sean Crocker.
That's your let him hang. Is bet a guy you've never heard of.
Completely
just blindly bet him. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. Thanks, Pat. That was good, man. Thanks for showing up, kind of. And, maybe, you know, next week I'll make the rundown. I'll make the font a little larger. Maybe you can see that next time.
Well, I do need, you know, David, I've been battling the fact that I need readers. And I don't want to wear readers. I don't want to wear them, but I feel like it's time for readers.
Dude, if you know, one of our new resolutions we're trying to do, credit to I think Joe Kepps for this one, is have Pat read more ads throughout the show. And you didn't read one tonight, but I mean, there will be a day where you're reading an ad with readers on, and that might be the day where I realize we're too old to maybe be relevant,
you know,
in this game.
It's a pontificate thought, actually, is if you think in general with the world's population and readers, like, what is the average amount of time that people wait too long to put on readers, like when they should actually have readers and when they decide to do it. Because, like, if you think about it, like, do you want to wear readers, DB?
No, I do not.
Like, would you go as long as possible? Like, how do you know when it's finally time to have readers?
I don't know. Maybe
like,
when
to
you
have
can't.
That to like low on your, like Benjamin Franklin on your, the bottom of your nose.
Maybe look. Like when you start sucking at your job.
I don't know. I mean, you could still suck at your job and pretend you could read.
Okay. I mean, unless maybe your job is to show up on YouTube live or whatever and be educated about what you're supposed to talk about, but you don't know what you're supposed to talk about because you didn't use your readers, so you just blindly throw shit out there and hope that people...
Yeah, but if I had readers on my face, people might not take me as seriously. They may be like, this guy is not a youngin. He doesn't know what DFS is.
I don't think anybody's thinking you're a youngin anyway. Nobody's in here going, man, look at these two youngins talking a little, having a little chat about some DFS and betting and having a drink.
You're such an ageist. You're the biggest ageist I know. There is not a single soul in this world that is more discriminatory towards age than you are. It's shameful.
I'll say all kinds of things.
All right. That's it. That's it. We're done before Pat walks off the podcast. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Hey, leave comments in the YouTube section, in the YouTube comments. Do you think the Brooks and Bryson beef is truly squashed? Is it really over? What was your favorite Ryder Cup moment that did not involve a golf shot of the past week? That's very interesting. And if you're a Nut Hut member, leave a comment on why you think people need to join the Nut Hut. Give it a thumbs up. Hit the like button. Please help us out. We need the help on YouTube. We'd appreciate it. It helps. When you comment, YouTube says, oh, this must be great stuff. And they push it to other people that might like this content. It helps more people find the show. More people find the show is a good thing for us. And it's a good thing for you, too. That means more content coming your way. So may your screens be green. May your bets, you know, be good and right and hit the ticket window happy. All right. For the Sanderson Farms Championship. We'll be back next week. Don't forget Luke List podcast. Mark Hill coming with the Alfred Dunhill podcast as well this week. It's going to be good stuff. Michael R., you don't know about the shirt? Come on, man. That's the greatest shirt we've ever done. What are we talking about? What? We love you, Michael, but this shirt is an iconic golf shirt. Okay, we made this, and it's been worn on Jenna Sims. You ever heard of her?
Jenna Sims.
You ever heard of Brooks Koepka's girl? She has this shirt, and she's worn it, and she's put it on Instagram, and our face is also on that shirt. Kind of anywhere. Yeah, anyway, so yeah, that shirt's badass. All right, that's it. See ya. Out!